I'd like to think that one soul equals about 50 doubloons.
Dick jokes on the horizon.
Dick jokes. They will come in the morning.
The Jamaicans are coming. That's your cue, Johnny.
Oh, hey, man.
Now this is just unbelievable.
You know what? I'm glad that somebody finally appreciated this theme. Last episode with Mr. Chris Clem. Actually, Jorge loved it too. They wanted me to play it for the whole episode. I'm not opposed to that. I just don't think it's that long. Just loop it. Welcome, internet people, to the Unbelievables. How are you today? I'll wait. I'm well. I am fighting congestion, as you can hear, so I apologize. I'm also fighting a hangover, because I was out seeing a rap artist that nobody knows. Anyway, joining me today is my host forever, because we're both immortals, Johnny Trowbridge.
One, don't ever tell anyone else. Two,
I won't tell anyone except us and the listener.
Whenever you say you're fighting stuff, I always picture like, when you're like fighting a hangover, I always picture like Osmosis Jones.
Oh my God. You've got like a
whole
war
going on.
There'd be a whole bunch of pills inside of me because I just stuffed myself with painkillers and the foods that help. I don't know. I don't know how to fight a hangover. Maybe our guests can help. The leading guest fan of alliteration, Ray Roberts, is here.
Howdy, howdy.
And
howdy, howdy. It's alliteration.
Oh, my God. See? He knows. And then we also have J-Mo that I have determined. Jason Moliterno, or J-Mo, as he is now known.
Thanks for having me back.
You're very welcome.
I'm excited to be here.
Both of you are making your second episode debut together.
Wow.
They're even holding hands. Wow. Look at that. How cute. That's adorable.
Oh, wow, guys.
I would say thank you for having me back, but I never left. I've been...
You've been on the sub the whole time? Yeah. Like, where have you been?
In the corner, you know?
Just the corner.
I never checked that corner.
We only have one corner. I never bother to check.
Strange how we only have one corner.
Yeah, it's not physically possible.
You should really put like a book nook in that corner.
What we were
Should
thinking
we?
About it.
Did you run out of reading material?
I did.
What have you been reading so far?
I mean, the only things I could like scratch in with my nail.
Oh, you've been writing your own literature
and then reading it.
Well, that's good.
I'm like the L. Ron Hubbard of the stuff.
Well, welcome, my guests. Thank you for being here. Ray is fresh off the campaign trail, campaigning for... The old
Justice.
Kathleen Clyde.
Yeah, I got sick of getting paid for it, so I just decided to do it for free today.
Volunteering.
I know how it is.
Jason had some comments on the color of your shirt being green rather than red and blue. Him being a very red-blooded American,
yes.
He wanted to see some red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
These colors don't run, except those colors are green, which do run.
Well, I'm just green with envy for your... patriotism.
Thank you. I've honed my patriotism over the years.
He said if it sucks, it sucks. So I'm just swinging for the fences.
You did it. You got it.
Jason, if you're such a fan of colors.
Yeah.
I'd like to know something.
Can only go up from here.
Why is it, I would love for you guys to take this seriously.
Sorry, sir.
Why is it that green is used to describe new people?
Green
like
horn?
New...
That's a wonderful question. I'm glad you've asked.
You have 30 seconds,
bananas
counselor.
Are green, and then they ripen. So it's about...
And buds.
But then they become buds. Yellow, and yellow belly is like a coward.
That's right. What I wanted to say.
So are bananas cowardice?
No, it doesn't hold up that way.
I thought,
oh, okay. So your banana...
No, I'm
going to
stick with this banana analogy.
Skinny.
I'm liking this. So yellow bananas are cowards.
I bet it is a fruit or vegetable analogy.
You bet.
I that would be my guess.
No. How much would you bet?
Yeah. How much is in your bank account? Where
would
you
bet some? Would you bet some green on it?
Oh,
this is why we have Ray
some
here.
Some greenback.
I remember Ray having some excellent puns last episode, and he has not.
I don't
this
know
yet.
If I would bet because I might be wrong. Because there might green. Be some really stupid reason.
I
know?
Looked up something today, wanting to know the origin behind it. The poem Solomon Grundy. I was
ooh,
like, why?
Born on a Monday.
Christened on Tuesday, married on Wednesday. There's no point to that.
I thought it was like a riddle or something.
It's not a riddle. It's just a nursery rhyme. That's what it's described as in Wikipedia. But I looked up why it was written. Like, if it's an allegory, it's not. There's no reason.
Oh, it's just like...
Some English dude is just like...
It wasn't all that he lived in a shoe.
You know what? He might have been doing what Ray was doing and just scrawling it on the side of a wall and then read it to himself and went, this is gold. This
That's
is gold.
How most psychotics work. They just kind of, they're like, who the fuck wrote this? And then it's
genius.
Like, then write more. Like they add to it.
Yeah. So it's like they're doing that that English class exercise where you write a sentence, hand it off to someone, only they're doing it with their multiple personalities.
Oh, God.
Is that what you were doing on the sub?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you know when you
who
find,
are we
like,
talking to now? Is this Ray?
What it, what was it? Like the personalities of Danny Mulligan or something like that? Or
is this a movie? Is this
it was
literature?
A book. It was about a guy with multiple personality disorder. Mm-hmm. One of the viewers slash listeners will be able to let us know if they really care. But it's actually a really good book about multiple personality disorders. And like he had a problem with one of them killing the other one. It was real weird.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
It was a murder mystery.
Was it an old school book? Like,
shit. I mean,
like 20th century or 18th century?
I was in 8th grade when I learned about it, and my mom told me about it. So I'm guessing 80s or 90s.
Oh, okay. Do you have any interest in that M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong movie that's coming out about multiple personalities?
Which one is
either
that?
Either of you? No? Yeah, not much?
He's not.
Ever since The Happening. The Happening was the
director.
Funniest movie ever.
Was The Happening before or after the Avatar movie?
It was before. It was the one with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. Okay.
And the plants.
Where are you going to kill me in my sleep?
What? No.
That will forever be parodied.
I love that.
So glorious. See, I have reluctance seeing any M. Night Shyamalan movie because of I've been wronged so many times. He's like that abusive husband. I kept coming back to it.
Signs
no
was
longer.
So good though.
Signs is the only one I like.
Signs.
I don't like the trick ending. I feel like it's it's gimmicky.
It's not a trick anymore, right. though.
No, like, not the Signs ending, but like some of the other ones.
No,
the
yeah, village? But it's not even like a trick anymore where it's just like you know when it's coming and that's what you're waiting for. Mm-hmm.
I kind of liked The Village, like a little bit.
I don't see the problem. See, I never saw The Village. I
like the idea.
I was told what the village, you know, and I was told the twist. And I was like, well, that sounds like a good twist.
I like the twist, but the way that they did it wasn't done well.
It was a little weird. But it was a cool idea. I liked it.
Yeah.
Right.
How they.
It's like they ran out of movie or like movie money. Like they were just like,
like it got edited. Or
they also ran out of movie.
Yeah, they were just like
they were cutting pieces of other movies.
Like, and there's a road at the end.
It's more like a Twilight Zone episode than it is a
right. Full, that's what it is. Yeah, it's a very long like Twilight.
And I love Twilight Zone. So.
Yeah, but those episodes are shorter.
That's
like
true.
The medium is shorter, so I don't know if it works with the long.
It doesn't. It doesn't work.
Not in that case, at least. Yeah. I'm a big fan of Black Mirror. I've been watching.
I heard about that.
Black Mirror.
Is that a show?
Oh, yeah.
It was
originally
really
a BBC show. I'm obsessed with it. I plugged it on the show.
British people?
I hate them.
Well, a lot of the time.
We should never talk about
that.
They
take place in UK, America, different countries.
1776.
America will rise up again. He's the Alex Jones over here. It's
keeping with the patriotic theme of today.
That guy who went on the TV, did you hear the guy who went, 1776 will rise again. There's a guy who went on, what was that? What's that guy?
So what, British, he just wants to have, you know, a Boston Tea Party again?
There's a British, what's the British guy that has that television show? That's like,
besides Piers Morgan?
Piers Morgan, that's who it was. It was Piers Morgan. He's on Piers Morgan. And he's like, this is a guy named Alex Jones.
Oh, fucking Alex, everyone knows Alex Jones.
Wait, it was Alex Jones?
He was crazy.
He did say that. No, I
1776 will rise again.
He's fun to listen to.
He's fun to listen to.
Yeah,
but
he has some.
I feel like he's crazy.
I like when Alex Jones has a YouTube video and it's like an urgent message to, and it's like Trump, it's like Hillary supporters, like America, and it's just him talking there for 30 minutes, just getting really into it.
What I'm impressed by is how he locks eyes with the camera and doesn't let go. You know, like people that do the talking into camera YouTube channels where they do a lot of cuts.
Yeah, like the jump cuts.
He doesn't do that, but he'll lock eyes with his lens. What he does do that?
I only listen to it.
Oh, okay.
To his YouTube videos.
Oh, I see.
Well, I'm sure somebody jump cuts him. Like, he's got like his own website.
You know, some people
stuff
will
too,
read
yeah,
some
does.
Documents, like they want to get the facts right,
yeah.
or they want to know what they have to say, or like he'll write it down, or he'll have a prompter. Yeah. He does that. He's just like right off the cuff. He is the perfect Trump supporter because he's just like him. He's like, whatever comes to mind, I'm going to say it into this letter.
I love that there's this one part where they're going to this line. and he has like a responder there, and he's like telling them to ask certain people questions. I think it was like a Hillary line or something like that. It was like a line of Hillary
supporters. Oh, okay.
And he like has them go into the line and like ask questions, and he'll be like, "What do you think of this?" And then he'll immediately like they'll say something, and he'll go, and then he'll insult them like ridiculously, and like make sure they hear them. Relay this.
But he's telling
the person to like insult them, and then they do it.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Ray has found something much more entertaining on his phone. Wow. Are you playing Snake? Do you play Snake?
I used to love Snake.
Did you play Snake? I actually really did love Snake.
It was
Snake
so
as well.
Great.
Yeah.
It was the only game where it goes.
Yeah. It's like Tron. It's
have you tried downloading Snake for phones now? It's like Extreme Snake where there's like jewels and nonsense in it. I just want
millennials.
I don't approve of that.
I hate jewels.
You hate Jewel. You just hate Jewels.
Just sapphire.
How do you feel about Jewel the singer slash poet?
That's all right.
Okay,
that's not plural.
Now, if there were two of them,
okay. No way.
Now, how do you feel about Jews?
Those are good. That's not Jewels.
Those are really.
They do run the media, and this is part of the media. So go Jews.
Sean Boyd, friend of the show, at the most recent Water Street show. Made some sort of Jew jewelry joke towards Jeremy Shear, and I don't know, the way he said it was pretty glorious. You guys missed that show. That was a great ass show.
Was it the Halloween show?
The Halloween
show. I really wanted to go, but like I didn't want to dress up this year because
I didn't realize I was supposed to. I wasn't gonna perform anyway. I'll let you finish your thought in a sec, but I just went to attend, and Anthony's like, there's only four people going up tonight. Do you want to go up? And I was like, yeah, it sounds like every show I actually perform on is just filling a space.
I almost went, but I wasn't in the mood.
You almost
did you
went,
go last
went?
Year?
I almost went to the show.
Okay.
And it appears I could have performed.
It would have been great.
Yeah.
It was probably the best show, though,
when TM... dressed as Jesus, punched somebody on the street.
No, he was like Santa Claus.
wait.
No, he was dressed as Jesus. He was Santa at Christmas.
I think
but
you're
for
mixing
Halloween,
up a bunch of like.
No, TM dressed as Jesus hit somebody at Halloween.
Now, here's what I listened to that sentence as first. I thought you said he dressed as Jesus, punched someone on the street. Like, I was like, how do you convey that Jesus punched someone on the street?
Yeah, like a dummy.
No.
Yeah,
he was dressed as Jesus, and then he hit someone.
Yeah.
That is glorious.
It was either Halloween dressed as Jesus or Christmas he was dressed as Santa and hit somebody. One or the other.
I thought the joke was he was Santa at Halloween. Was that wrong?
I think it was wrong. Or maybe he was Halloween. Jesus at Christmas. I just know that he was dressed up as Jesus and hit somebody outside of the stone.
That's hilarious.
I've also been a part of at least... three times that TM almost got in a fight outside of the stone.
There was a while where there were like every Ket open mic had a fight at it.
It was, yeah.
What?
Like last year.
TM does not seem like a violent person. Is this a frequent thing?
He can throw a punch.
He can throw a punch.
Is it Irish blood he's got?
Irish.
I don't know.
Francis doesn't seem like a very Irish name.
But then again, isn't that the most Irish name?
Francis?
Frankie.
Francis. I don't know. I feel like the Francis most Irish name is O'Reilly. Or McNeely.
O'Flannery.
O'Connor.
Flanagan.
Any place Connor, you can get auto parts from?
Yeah. Really, any AutoZone.
AutoZone. You never met a Steven AutoZone?
My name's Mac AutoZone.
That was Scottish. That was a little Scottish.
No, that was Irish. Wait. Scottish.
And then Scottish.
Irish. That's more Irish. I don't know.
I listened to Craig Ferguson do a posh Scottish accent the other day. That was very interesting to hear.
Oh.
Kind of like... want to hear more of them, but you know, the Scots, they don't have a lot of rich people.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Just insult half of a nation, why don't you?
Did you spend time in Scotland when you were
I did. I
world
picked
tour.
A wonderful day to go into Scotland. It was the day that the trains were on strike.
Go oh. The trains themselves.
We got to walk everywhere
with like Thomas the Tank Engine. Sort
yeah,
of
so
thing.
I had to take this bus from.
And what did the bus say? It was like, "Oh, those damn trains."
Yeah.
Oh, those damn trains.
I had to take this bus to a non-striked train station, and like we just went like we had to stop at all these like residential areas.
Okay.
But that was probably cool.
Oh yeah,
right?
We're
it was kind
people,
of cool.
Live. Fucking Scottish people.
Fuck those Scottish people.
It would have been
also
cool.
Poor.
Goddamn residents.
Let the man finish his comment.
So sorry.
For some reason, my nose started itching.
Oh.
And my nose was just itching, and I was like, "What the fuck is happening? I'm really annoyed. I'm allergic to Scotland."
It's the Irish itch.
And I just...
Iris itch in Scotland.
And I was
doesn't
just,
make much sense.
I don't kinda know like what it was.
Oh, I thought you were about to, like, that's the end of the story? You were just
it's
itching?
Not a good story. I'm not a good storyteller.
I was really hoping
teller.
There was a bit of
I'm
all,
not a good storyteller.
I know. I thought, well,
could you understand them?
See,
or was it like
now,
totally?
Jason,
I mostly understood them.
But I've heard that it's very thick. Very thick accent. Like you.
Yeah.
Do they speak Spanish or something?
They do.
Could you understand them? Because they were speaking Spanish. Right?
And I thought back to my Spanish training in college.
I went to this part of Scotland. You might have heard of it, Madrid. It's very
there
difficult.
There were bulls everywhere.
It was very difficult to understand people in Madrid, Scotland.
Well, such a thick English accent.
So about the nose itching story, I was going to ask, couldn't you just scratch your nose, or were you wearing an astronaut's helmet? What's the issue with your
nose? It wasn't like a surface itch. It was just like an all-encompassing itchiness.
Jason, you might have brain cancer.
That's no, what... it went away. It
oh,
went
okay.
away.
The brain
so
cancer
does
went
brain
away.
Cancer. No, I'm just kidding.
Sometimes. Sometimes it does.
No, cocaine cures inner nose nasal itches.
Cocaine
though.
Does?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, I had no access to cocaine.
It's
for the listener, Ray gave us an example of doing coke. He wasn't doing actual coke. He's doing it again.
Okay.
That one was real.
Just to make sure everyone knows what that sound is, if you've never heard it
thank
before.
God.
Now he's actually got coke out. Where'd you get the coke?
I'm not rich enough for coke.
Oh, no?
I'm not playing along with this bit. This goes out. I've got things.
He's got some things?
Yeah.
What things, Ray?
I mean, just...
You,
I mean,
you seem a little upset.
Fucking Hillary Clinton might be president. I don't need to get shot over this.
Yeah. Oh, you don't need to get shot over bad-mouthing the next president?
Yeah.
She's going to find us.
Oh,
she listens to every podcast. She's a robot.
That'd be cool.
She ingests them. She doesn't actually
listen. She's
on
IVs right now.
What if Hillary Clinton was like your biggest fan? Like, the Unbelievables comes out today.
What's that? What? Who's
what if she was like your biggest fan?
Oh, what if she was?
Yeah.
Then I'm glad to say I voted for you today, Hillary. Please share us with the Congress.
Do you think she can like download her own podcast, or do you think like a staff member has to do it? Because she's a 70-year-old woman.
She does it herself. She puts it on her private server, and
everyone sees it.
And then she shares it with the world. That's see
via
a lot of
the Russians.
This is how we do it. This is how we get there.
This is the thing. Like most of those things that were stored on that private server were our past episodes. We only have 21 episodes, but she kept copying them, and it filled up the server.
We're like, God, Hillary, stop getting our podcast.
And we were so happy when we heard that they were getting that they found out and they're going to have some press coverage, because they're like, finally, we'll get a bigger audience. And then they didn't mention us once.
Is this episode 21 right now, or is this 22?
This is 22. No, this is 21.
All right. We're the Blackjack episodes.
Wow.
Oh, Blackjack. Yeah.
Wow.
Bingo. 21. What are you saying? Did you say Blackjack?
Yeah.
I don't
have
know.
You played Blackjack? Either
Blackjack?
You?
No.
Lost a lot of money via Blackjack.
Oh, did you? Oh. Did you lose the house?
No.
Is that why you had to move?
I have to rent forever because credit scores
that's
and whatnot.
The nature of just young people in general.
Right.
I was driving around looking at nice houses yesterday, and I was like, my God, I will never own a home. I will never be able to own a house.
Oh, that's sad.
But tell us about your gambling problem, Jason. And Jason. Jason looks pretty guilty.
I don't have a gambling problem.
Right now? It's because we don't
in
have any
general,
cards.
In general, I bet a little on football a couple years ago, maybe like $10 bets, and okay. I just...
That's fun. It's fun.
It's
bet.
Fun, but it's just like, eh.
Would you ever?
Well,
bet
I
on...
recall you didn't want to make a bet earlier.
Yeah, that's true. It's just
you're good at resisting.
A house wins. You know what I mean? You don't win.
Do you get all of your philosophies from just old phrases?
Yeah,
I know some women that get all of their philosophies from Hot Topic shirts. So you're not too far.
I just
from
go
that.
To like...
That's me.
That's Johnny.
You're just talking about me.
If it can't be written on the bottom of like a Snapple bottle,
okay.
Like I don't want to follow.
I don't think they put it on the bottom of the bottles. I think they put it in the caps.
It's in the cap. Yeah.
Yeah.
We know where you're going.
No, we don't know where you're going.
Ray, do you need some more beers so you can swallow your gambling problem?
Oh.
We've got a few on the table here. But tell us, what about you? You said you played blackjack. I've never played blackjack.
I have seen. I play blackjack like only on my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give myself when I go to the casino up in Cleveland. I'll give myself $200. I know I'm gonna lose it. It just happens. I get bored. So like I'll be like, all right, let's see if I can lose all of this. I saw somebody
lose.
That's
where your problem is.
Well, it's not a problem because I know I'm going
to
lose.
I'm beginning to see where the problem lies.
It's never like, hey, one more hand, I might win. It's like, nah, let's see how quick I can lose this. So,
well, that's
Okay.
Well, if it's just a matter of how quick, what if you have like a really good night and you're there for several days in a row and you still haven't lost anything? Are you just going to stay there until you lose it?
Is probably, that... but then that's like, then I would like lose my job and my girlfriend. Like then I still lose, you know?
Lose-lose situation.
Right. Yeah, that's what self-hate is.
You might say that the house
always wins.
But that's why I try to live, laugh, love.
Might and live, laugh, love. I think I saw that on a Hot Topic shirt.
I read
or
this.
Every college girl's wall. Yeah, right.
Yes. Or every just basic middle-aged woman's home. Oh, boy.
You're talking about my home.
What about, like...
all these things describe me.
What about people's back porches that are just like, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, or... It's half past beach time, or I don't know.
I like
now
that
I'm just
one.
Making them up.
I like that one. Half past beach time.
It's half past time.
Give me
for
a
beach.
Shirt from that. Yeah.
Give me some flip flops to say that.
But just one says half past, and then the other one says beach time.
And beach is in like a fun font. That looks like waves. Yeah. Oh man.
Comic Sans.
Nah, it's gotta be like
idea.
Comic
pink
Sans.
And yellow. That no, it looks like sunset. Like
yeah, that's true.
Yellow and pinks like and orange.
And they got it
guys,
all from
let's
Bed
start
Bath & Beyond.
A sandal company.
That's why I've gathered you guys here today. I'm gonna get the
this
board.
A board
out.
Meeting.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna get our slides.
As you can see,
slides
here on this
revenue equals interest or something.
That's right. My partner is right.
It's all looking up. Like the graph is gonna be like
just a big red arrow. Oh my god! Wait, hold on. All right, I'm being told that it is now time for our latest segment. The pigeons have arrived. It's time for our questions, or our segment, Questions from Lorne Michaels. All right, you guys can just go outside the doors there. Okay, and good. Yeah, okay. I have the horn players come in every episode for that.
Yeah, we have to feed them when you bring them down here.
They stunk too, I think.
They smelled bad,
or
you didn't like the way they played.
I didn't like the way they smelled.
I don't like the way they looked.
Like an air of garbage.
Did they not clean the apertures that they were blowing?
It could have just been one of them that smelled bad.
It might have been the horns.
The apertures. That's what you blow into on a horn.
Yes.
The aperture.
Stop saying aperture.
I want somebody to appreciate my vocabulary.
Very good, sir. Very good.
I'm not going to give you any verbal.
You're very knowledgeable of the horn.
You know so well. All right.
We can make a blowing joke now, but I will refrain.
But you already basically did. Okay.
Oh, my apologies.
All right.
All right, everyone knows how this works. Every week, Lorne Michaels from the New York of City sends us questions to ask our guests.
With
and then
a pigeon.
We relay them. He sends a carrier pigeon.
Or a torpedo.
And we,
it's a violent way.
And we either shoot down the pigeon or we
intercept
the torpedo.
All right. If I get a loan with low interest rate, how many teeth can you fit in your mouth? Either of you can answer this question.
Yeah, either one. I'd like to hear both answers.
How many teeth, if I have a loan with a low interest rate? Keep in mind, this is a conditional statement. A question, not a statement.
I'm going to go with 26.
26 teeth.
All right, we're going to count yours later. Ray Roberts is counting his teeth now.
Well, I had four of them taken out when I got my wisdom teeth taken out.
It's true, so...
Okay.
And I had to take a loan out to do it.
Oh, no. Oh. This is getting real complicated.
Wow.
But was it low interest rate?
I mean, it was on my credit card, so it
so
was like
no.
20%.
Ugh.
So I'm going to go, what's 20 times 4? 80.
80
teeth.
80 teeth.
Wow.
And you,
that's
sir?
Impressive.
26?
Jason's got a small mouth.
Keep
everyone knows this.
I found the question very confusing.
I don't know what's
despite
confusing
about Jason's it. Loud voice, he has a very small mouth. He has
Keep in mind,
we have to give him beer with a straw.
My mouth packs a punch.
Does it?
We will subtract or add.
All right, let's move on to this next question from Lorne Michaels.
Oh, both of you were wrong. Just so you know.
By the way, both of you were wrong. All right, this is good, Lorne. This is good. This is for both of you. What color Power Ranger would you be?
Ooh.
Wow.
And now, since Jason answered last time, let's hear from Ray. Quickly. I'm kidding.
Red.
You'd be the Red Ranger.
Saw the preview, by the way.
So you would take the Red Ranger's place?
What?
Yes. Or there'd be two of us.
There'd be two of you.
Just I would be like Red Ranger B.
Jason Molitorno is looking at this bottle opener puzzlingly.
This is a strange bottle.
Pretend it's on the wall. Pretend it's on the wall.
Imagine it was attached to the wall. How would you use it? Nope.
No. Pretend it's attached to the wall.
Like
it would be like this.
Yes, correct. It would be.
And then
what would you do? What would you do?
Put it under like this.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit. I got this.
And?
It's fun to open it.
Did you get it?
Two. Mazel tov.
Boom.
Still spilled.
Got it.
This is how the Planet of the Apes starts.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. That's probably true.
That is so true. Well, I apologize for stepping on your answer there, Ray. You would be the Red Ranger. We would have two.
Red Ranger Part B.
Part B.
Yeah. Why,
Red Ranger
though?
B.
What's your reason?
What? Yeah.
Tell us.
I thought, because of your shirt, obviously the Green Ranger.
Nah, I don't know how to play the flute.
Oh, yeah.
Is that...
What?
wait, the Green
have
Ranger plays...
Have you watched the Power Ranger?
No.
Of course I have.
Oh, yeah.
When I was very young.
Yeah, he's the one who plays the flute. I feel like the Red Ranger, he's like the leader, but for like no reason. So I feel like that
red
would
is
be
a
really
power
good
color.
And I'm an Aries, so...
Oh, I don't even know what that means.
Lord of War.
Aries with a green election shirt. You know what that
I didn't choose the colors. It's not like I got together with like it's. I can't be like, hey, we should be the Bloods. Like it's not.
Do you
my...
have the Moon in Pisces?
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. I once read an astrology book, and I'm trying to think what it was. Now it was something like Taurus. I'm a Taurus, and then I had something else that was like Aries. It was like a rising Moon or Sun.
The Edge.
And they said like
other
this is highly, they said this is highly like combative in yourself, and they cited Hitler.
Oh.
So me and Hitler share, I think it's a Taurus sun, and then it's an Aries rising something.
Is that bad?
Do you... Yeah, it's like inner conflict.
You share something with Hitler. Is that bad?
There's inner conflict.
Now we have yet to see if they share. Power Ranger colors, because
yeah,
I know
true.
What Hitler's Power Ranger color
we
was.
Asked him.
I'm not gonna say until.
Gotta guess.
Yeah.
Careful.
We've got a solid
Careful,
guess.
Sir.
I'm really gonna disappoint you guys.
Uh-oh.
I never watched the Power Rangers.
I have a counter.
I have a counter argument. I have a counter argument. The question was not, did you watch the Power Rangers?
Okay, so
the question was now. Hold on, sir.
No, I know. No, let me tell you something.
You better
tell you
listen
something.
To me.
I have
this
an
question
answer
again.
I have an answer because I have attended a lot of open mics in my life.
Okay,
and it's a very common hack joke for a comedian to do a bit about how the Power Rangers were racist.
So
I know that the White Ranger was white. The yellow one was Chinese.
Asian of some sort.
So I'm just going to pick the White Ranger because I'm white. That's my
That's
answer.
That's what Hitler chose.
That's my answer.
That's what Hitler chose.
The White
Hitler.
Ranger was also a woman. Well,
no, the White Ranger was the Green Ranger.
I like women.
One of the iterations.
I like women.
There you go.
Thank you.
And I want to take offense to your hack joke thing. I've seen...
Because you have that joke?
No, I...
Because that's what was coming up next.
No,
that
I don't
joke
have...
is hack, and you've heard it 10 times.
I have not
yes,
come
have.
Up with a Power Ranger joke.
No, but
I've
heard that
seen
joke.
It, and it is that person's... Like, they've taken that and gotten paid for that. So it's not hack, that's their entire career.
Who's gotten paid for that joke? Every comedian, when he thought of that joke, was so excited. Sitting at his stupid MacBook Pro.
I've got a name.
Writing Power Rangers.
In the commercial, I'll let you know who I've seen do it and get paid for it.
Is it a local person that has that joke?
Yes, and they like do it for money.
It was Louis C.K.
So we got to start.
Listen, I'm sorry to whoever person that was.
No, don't be sorry. Don't apologize.
Funny.
No, don't apologize to them. It's not funny. It is hack, but that's
so it is a hack joke.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
It's just as much a hack joke as... Have you guys seen the trailer? I'm going to shit on another comedian right now, and I shouldn't, because I don't like to... I shouldn't do this.
Yes, because I'm a nobody. That's my favorite thing to do.
I'm an absolute nobody, but I'm going to do it right now. Dana Carvey.
Oh, I thought it was someone from Cleveland.
Yeah, no, do we got somebody we know, not someone famous.
I'm not going to do that, because I have no clout in this area, and I will just be immediately... If I have any differing...
Let me tell you about Rube Starr.
It is bad form to knock a local comedian.
Why?
Because
they're doing the same thing I'm doing.
It's stupid. Why would you do that?
Yeah, I would never do that.
It's bad form. You know.
What's the point of burning a bridge? What do you have to gain?
It's not burning a... It's, here's my problem.
Warmth from the fire. With,
I didn't mean to step on your comment.
That's okay. Yes. No, we'll get to this. Thanks for taking over the show, guys. Welcome to The Unbelievables with Ray and J-Mo. Raymo.
I forgot the name of the show.
Welcome to our submarine, guys.
Wait, they took over the sub too? Johnny, why did you fucking do something?
I'm drowning.
We're taking the sub and making it into an airplane.
Okay.
But no, like, I just, if somebody's being a shithead or if they are hurting the local scene, there's nothing. If they're trying and they're shitty, that's fine. But if they're like just purposely being a shithead or like making, like just taking advantage of it, that's when you need to call them out.
I don't think there are that many people that are directly antagonistic.
Oh,
to
no,
the
there's
scene,
not
though.
That many people. Yeah. But the few that do it, like, that's who you need to be hard on. Like, and that's kind of what it's kind of like a bullying kind of thing. If you're being shitty and if you're like the outlier making everything look bad or you're kind of worse for everything, that's when you need to kind of be shut down a little bit. And okay. I feel like a lot of people are afraid to do that.
I was thinking more in terms of like there's someone who you just don't like their comedy and like you badmouth them.
Oh no.
I'm saying that is
no,
something
I mean, so,
you
yeah.
should do in private.
No, if somebody's like trying to do that and like
yeah,
if
okay.
they don't know better, okay. that's better than if you're like, I'm just gonna be a I'm gonna use the C word. I'm just gonna be a cunt and just like, and I know I'm doing that.
I would like to say that I like the way you put the emphasis on cunt. Cunt.
I use it in the English.
Like you were
way.
Wiping your face with a silk cloth. Cunt.
It's a great word. But no,
I like it.
If you're just being an asshole to be an asshole, like that's when people need to just kind of be shut down. But I mean, there's only one or two of them, I know, but.
Oh, okay.
I
do.
Do
you
want to
say their names?
Oh, I'll give you a list.
Give us a list. Oh, he's got the list with. Oh, he's putting it back in his pocket. I do. There are some people that in the scene that I don't necessarily like, but I just don't like their personality. And then there's some people that I don't like their comedy, but I'm not gonna.
Oh right, 100%.
Yeah, that's inevitable.
Only behind their back.
There's someone who hates me. There's someone who hates all of us.
Oh yeah,
it's me.
For sure. I always hate myself.
I genuinely.
You ever wonder like who hates me? Who sees me on stage and you're like, oh god, not that bit. Oh, he's doing that bit again.
I do wonder this.
I guess I'll smoke. God, Jason's up. I guess I'll go. I guess I'll smoke. Jesus Christ.
I do.
Oh, he still hasn't improved that bit.
Yeah, I'll take a smoke break and feel bad sometimes. I'm like, no, it's just been an hour since I've had a cigarette. Like,
right.
I love Jason, but it's time to go outside.
Yeah, that's how I feel when I have to pee. Like, because I don't smoke, so I might start smoking just to avoid people. But,
I don't smoke,
know.
But I pee. I pee.
I'll pee
sometimes.
Sometimes I pee. I socially pee.
I'm a social peer.
I only pee socially. I only pee when I drink. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I forget.
You know, anatomy.
You know how that shit works. Oh, boy.
But yeah, Dana Carvey.
Oh, if you see the trailers for his new Netflix special, it's all hack. 100% hack. It's like stuff that people were... It's like... Here's what I like to say. Ellen's show, Ellen's talk show, is the equivalent of a TV show of what your aunts email to each other. Pictures and videos of cats doing funny things and a kid getting licked by a llama at the zoo. And then she puts these videos and stuff or talks about these topics on her show. And then it appeals to the audience. Yeah, there you go. Dana Carvey is doing shit that's like from people that share shit on Facebook if they're like 50 years old. Like, oh, my kid made a comment while we were on vacation. And we went to the because this is one of his jokes. We went to the Coliseum. We're like, oh, it's so beautiful and stuff. And my kid, who's 18, looked at me and went, "Is this all we're gonna do today?" And I was like, That is not a joke. That's not even, like, that's not at all funny in any way. Like, we all, like,
did Dana Carvey, he stopped doing stand-up for, like, ago. Decades, yeah. right? Yeah. To do acting?
Because he did, what would the,
if
he
you
did,
call
like,
it acting, but yeah, yeah. Yeah. To do, well, he was on SNL for, in the Dream Team. He was, on, he was on the Dream Team with SNL. And then he got movie deals from those bits. And then he kept making movies. And some of them were garbage.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Master
Dana.
Master of Disguise.
I'd love to have you on. Friend of the show, Dana Carvey. That I just shit all over.
I watched Master of Disguise when I was really little, and I really liked it.
Nope.
And then everyone was like, oh, it's terrible. And then I watched it again and realized it was terrible, and I was felt sad. Because
there are movies that are terrible, but you see them when you're a kid.
I know.
So you like them.
I know. And it makes you sad when you get older. You're like, everyone hates this movie.
Like the Tobey Maguire Spider-Mans.
Oh, how dare you? How,
have you watched them recently?
Of course I have. How dare you disagree, our Lord?
The third one is hilarious.
Of course I don't watch the third
one.
No one
likes that one.
I thought it was the best movie, and then I watched it, and I was like, oh, I see why they have like that other guy doing Spider-Man now. Oh. Like,
I got two copies of Spider-Man 3 for my birthday.
Oh, my God, no. No.
What was the... Like the Blu-ray one, and then we're like, oh, here's another one, just because you like this so much.
We know what you like,
just
Johnny.
In case you're too poor to have a Blu-ray player.
We're covering all the bases. All right, guys, we're going to go watch Spider-Man 3, and then we're going to come back from the break, and we'll talk to you guys in a minute. Stay on this internet link.
Yeah, nope. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Didn't work. Oh, well. Hey guys, this week's episode is brought to you by going to the website and donating with our big old donate button. Yep, the website is www.theuboat.com, where you can get all of our episodes and extra content. I'm going to continue this in a question format, where you can just give to the show so we can afford better equipment and provide for you? Endless entertainment? Yes, that's where you go, and that's where you donate. So just head on over to the website now, and you won't be disappointed. And if you are, it's not my fault. Well, it's partly my fault. I take responsibility. You got me. Thanks a lot for pointing out my flaws. I appreciate it. That's why I have you around, Linda.
Keep falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit.
Even though
raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got.
What a pleasant song. How can you hate such a movie, Ray Roberts? How?
Taste.
God. It's gonna make a. I was gonna make some reference to something posh, but I didn't. I refrained.
Citizen Kane.
Citizen Kane, good movie.
Another very posh movie.
Spice Girls.
Spice Girls.
Is there a Spice Girls movie?
Yeah, Spice World.
Well, I have not seen that movie.
I have no idea. It's a great movie.
Welcome back to the Unbelievables, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the second half of the show. How are you? I know I asked at the top of the show, but I want to know. I really want to know, guys. God.
He's so alone.
Jason, J-Mo, had to go early. He had to run off to an open mic that he was going to get. He's going to go stand up on stage and wonder how many people hate him. But we had a gentleman stop in. We have a policy where if you want to come on and you make it out here to the sub, we'll let you on. But everyone say hello to Nelson Phipps, the assistant mayor of Akron.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you.
Hello there, Nelson.
Hello, Mr. Phipps.
Oh, hello.
How are you today?
I'm okay. I'm okay.
Just okay? I mean,
I don't ever try to get too. I don't like to set the bar real high.
Not much of a positive guy. What's
No, I am. I just, you know, I like to work my way up.
Work your way up. When you wake up in the morning, like how low
are you? I
try
to be very negative in the morning.
Do you? How do you do that? Do you like burn your toast on purpose or something
like
that?
I just like to think about all the things that I am not grateful for and that I take for granted.
What are those things? Give me an example. I'd love to hear.
you know, if my feet are cold, think about, you know, why me?
Do you ever...
just if your feet are cold?
And if I have to go to the bathroom, I think, why?
Yeah.
That's a great...
I peed yesterday. You know what I mean?
Why again? No, right. I'm with you on that one. Mm-hmm. Why again? Like, as we established earlier, I pee socially. So I try to avoid people.
Sure.
Are you a fan of people? I mean, being the assistant, being in government, of course.
Yeah, I do. I do like people, yeah.
What kind of people?
Oh, boy.
What's your favorite people?
Communists.
Do you? Like, you like communists? What makes
not
you like
politically.
Communists?
Not politically.
Oh, I see. Just
but
their personality.
I find they're really good at just hanging out. Racquetball. I feel it. I've played racquetball with communists.
Oh, really?
It's always just been a really good game. You know, a lot of twists and turns.
I've heard they're very good at racquetball.
A lot of twists and turns.
Just the communist people.
Interesting.
Yeah, sure.
So you play a lot of racquetball, I'm assuming. If you've
not for decades. Oh, but yeah, but I used to be real big into it.
The Cold War was when they played racquetball.
Oh, that's when you played racquetball.
Yeah. You didn't read about that? It was a different time.
Different rules to racquetball.
Perhaps a better time? I don't know what your
political
leanings are. Oh, just different. I see. Yeah. I see. Yeah. All right, well, we like having you on the show here. What are you here for? Do you have something going on?
I have a book I'd like to promote. I've written my autobiography.
Oh, I see. And I have it here. Let me hold it up. It's the Duck Days of Summer, it says.
Right, yeah. It's a little Akron reference for you guys who are kind of
into
that. Oh,
summer.
Quick question. Why is your autobiography a coloring book?
Well,
I did notice
know,
that's confusing.
There's a lot of words in the book. There are some pictures to color.
Oh.
But well,
also a lot of words. I like to add some fun.
Are you trying to pick up on that adult coloring book craze that's going on?
You know, this book has actually been in the works for a good decade. So I kind of predate that craze.
Were you writing it when you were ahead playing? Of the time. When you were playing racquetball, or no? That was beforehand.
That was still before. I just took my time with the book.
How many decades were you playing racquetball before the decade you were writing this book?
The racquetball craze was really only a few years in the late 80s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you get into Coke in the late 80s? That was a big thing.
No, that never really hit Akron.
Coca-Cola was 1950s.
Diet Coke? Well,
Coke
Diet Coke,
Zero.
Diet Pepsi was bigger in the 80s. Hmm. Diet Coke, that recipe, they didn't really kind of get that into the works till the 90s.
What about Pepsi Free? Were you in government when Pepsi Free was around?
Oh, that never appealed to me.
Did you ever have a lot of people...
I couldn't even tell you when it was from.
You couldn't tell us where it was from?
No, when? I couldn't tell you what time period.
How do you feel about... What is your stance on the new Coke?
The new Coke?
Coke that was around like in the 80s, early 90s.
That was the precursor to Diet Coke.
Was it?
It was a large failure, and I called it. I remember being at Akron City Court.
So are you pro or con?
No, I was against. I'm for it in theory.
He's an amateur new Coke.
But I just knew it wouldn't work out.
He's not pro new Coke.
Yeah.
So were you? Well, you seem to know a lot about soft drinks. Or is that some?
Sure.
Is that a lobbyist that you're in bed with? Maybe the voters need to know.
That's just a hobby. You know, the soft
Hobby Lobby.
Drink interest of mine.
You're in with Hobby Lobby?
We'd love to know.
Oh, politically?
Yes.
No, I don't do anything with them. Okay. Keep in mind, I am the assistant mayor.
Yeah.
Well, of course. But
how much power do you have?
I thought you were about to say you're the assistant manager of Hobby Lobby.
No.
There's some conflict of interest.
Although, you know what? They're closed on Sundays. That's not a bad job.
You're right.
That's not a bad job if anyone's looking.
I thought they were open on Sundays.
Nope.
Them and Chick-fil-A are closed on Sundays?
Correct.
If you want chicken and crafts, too bad.
Gosh. Yeah, you got to go to Michael's and some other place.
Some churches.
KFC at churches.
Ironically, churches.
Yeah, ironically, churches, yes.
So you know a lot about some different businesses, namely Hobby Lobby and apparently Chick-fil-A. I mean, the extent of your knowledge, of course, is what days of the week they're open.
Right.
But I'm a little suspicious. I think there might be some money flowing through your office that you're not letting us know about.
Boy, I'm not sure.
I don't like this innocent character you're playing here.
No, I
feel like if you're this close to the mayor that we all know the name of.
How much power do you have?
Yes.
Which Akron mayor, though? There were like 12 in the last year and a half.
Well, the current mayor. I'm the assistant mayor in general.
Oh, I see.
So the mayor gets elected. I stay the assistant mayor.
Is that a life thing? Yeah.
No, I have no political affiliation.
None at all.
No.
That seems unlikely.
So you're here strictly to promote your book.
I was chosen for my lack of a political
affiliation.
So you're
like Michael J. Fox in Spin City.
Never watched it.
Oh, okay.
But you are like
I was
that.
Very busy in the 90s.
What were you doing in the 90s?
Just assistant mayor or duties?
What? I'm still unclear on like...
Can you call the fire brigade?
I'll tell you my assistant mayor duties.
Yeah, sure.
I thought it would be
mayoral. Have you ever been to the Akron Rubber Duck baseball game?
Oh, yes. Before they were the Rubber Ducks, though. I was
Sure. And you know that when they get a strike...
Correct.
It'll say... On the scoreboard, you'll see a number one next to the letter S for strike.
Yes.
Okay.
You ever wonder how that number one gets there?
Never.
That's the assistant mayor.
Take care of the electricity goes into the board?
No, I
he's the one doing it.
I do on the scoreboard. I type in the number one for strike.
Game?
Sure, yeah.
What if there's like a fire going on at the time?
Well, I don't do fire. We have a fire department. The Akron, a very good fire department.
What about like... an invasion or
a what?
Like a robbery or anything? You know?
No, I know we have a police department for the robberies.
What I'm trying to get across is if there was an emergency outside of a baseball game, would you attend to that?
Probably a different committee would do that. I do have other duties.
Yes. What are your duties?
Yeah, I'd like to hear a little bit more about those.
The mayor, Clifton.
We all know the mayor, Clifton.
Okay. You know,
the big red dog.
He needs his dishes washed every night. So
his house?
Yep.
He doesn't have a dishwasher?
No, he is afraid.
Or do you load it and unload it for
no,
him?
No, he doesn't trust technology. So I wash the mayor's dishes.
The mayor doesn't trust technology.
No.
Does he think people are after him?
So what's in his house? So you spend some time in his house then.
Sure, yeah.
So does he not have any mechanical devices in his house?
No, he has a television.
Oh. So he's a little selective over what he distrusts.
He must be, yeah. He doesn't like... I think it's if the technology involves water, he feels like that doesn't work. You know, like, why are electricity and water together?
Sounds like a sound mayor.
Yeah.
I can see why you work so closely with him.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, so you...
He's the assistant mayor.
You've been the assistant mayor for how many years now? How many decades, actually?
Oh, God.
In decades.
That's true.
I've been the mayor for 27 years.
Decades.
27 decades.
Oh, God. 89.
So 2.7 decades. That's a long time to serve.
Yeah.
It's a good public servant record. All right. Yeah. All right. Well, I
live. No, go ahead. What are you about to ask? I was just going to ask, so you wash dishes and you do the baseball game thing.
Sure, yeah.
Is that it? Or
those are the primary duties of the assistant mayor.
If you don't mind me asking, what's your like annual like ballpark salary?
Well, yeah, I don't know if I'm comfortable.
Okay.
Saying
I was
that
just you know, I was
on
just,
the air. It has gone up. It has gone up over the years. I've had a couple raises.
Okay. He doesn't have a ballpark salary because his duties are outside the ballpark.
That's true.
Yeah. But I'm doing good financially, you know. I'm doing good.
No need to brag. Weird smirk on your face with.
No. I'm just happy.
I see.
To be here.
Do you have
you're significantly more happy than you usually are in the morning.
Right. Yeah. It's night now.
It is now night.
We actually got an hour today.
We did.
That's
so true. You are
daylight savings time.
This will be the happiest you'll be
may
all
have
year.
Heard of that? And you know, I remember.
Did you do that?
Yeah. Do you have any?
Any daylight saving time memories?
Yeah.
Sure, I was asking if you're involved in the daylight savings time orchestrated throughout the city.
You know, I was there when it happened.
Were you?
The savings?
Yeah, the first daylight savings
time. The first one?
The first one in 1991.
Wow.
I don't think...
You were very, serving. You were. That was...
You know, you might not believe it, but people didn't want it.
No,
people were really against daylight savings time.
Did you have to lobby? Did you have to get people to?
No, I don't lobby. I wash dishes.
Oh, I see.
I record
you were just observing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I wrote an article about it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you are a writer. You got this book here.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
So this article was supporting. Was it against the daylight savings?
It was neutral.
It was neutral.
Yeah,
for daylight saving.
The article was daylight savings time. here's why and why not.
Oh, I see. Impartial.
Very bipartisan.
I ended it by saying that I had no opinion on the subject.
I okay.
Do you have an opinion
now?
You
might work well in law.
No, I still feel like it's just a coin flip.
Still have no
opinion. If you want to do it, do it.
I feel like you have to do it now. I feel like you might be behind.
It might be all right for a non-elected official. I was going to say someone
right,
that works.
Right? Yeah. No, I'm not elected. No.
Yeah. So
I don't even.
Who appointed you 2.7 decades
God.
Ago?
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
Or
appointed
was it? It may have been Bush. It may have been Bush at that point.
I feel like this is something you'd recall because it seems like a job. It's job security. It's a very important role in your eyes.
Well, I don't remember. My wife told me about the phone.
Your wife told you?
Yeah, she answered the phone call. Said it's Reagan or Bush on the phone.
Oh, I see. Reagan and or they sound so similar.
Yeah, well, they were together at one point. Bush was
they
the
were
running,
together.
The running mate of Reagan.
Oh, I see. I
so
thought
it may
you
have been the Reagan Bush
administration.
We shouldn't mention that. Ray is shushing me over the Reagan Bush partnership.
Wait, so what did you do before you were an assistant major? Major Marion? No,
Assistant Mayor of Akron. Yeah.
I worked at the local KFC.
the local?
Yeah, so the Akron, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I mean, there are several. Maybe not. Is there only
it was
one?
In, no, well, there are multiple ones.
Is that why you cherish Sundays off?
It was the KFC in West Akron.
This is where we're really getting into the meat here.
How do you go from working at KFC?
Yeah, the qualifications don't seem to overlap.
Sometimes in life, there are just things that are serendipitous, and sometimes you go from Kentucky Fried Chicken. You know, I wasn't just, like, the cashier at Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, I didn't assume you were.
What were your duties at Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Well,
I mean, maybe you have some dishwashing history.
Well, I actually didn't do that at KFC. That's the funny thing.
I see.
In my interview, I lied about dishwashing at KFC so they would think I had dishwashing experience.
Did that hurt your real world experience?
So when now that could have translated in some awkward situations when the mayor then asked you to wash his or her dishes.
I really had to improvise.
So you're struggling with the dishwashing.
I hadn't seen Dawn
a
before.
Dish? Oh. You hadn't seen Dawn.
Is that why you hate the mornings?
The dish soap.
Ray with the glorious puns once again.
The mayor always insisted on Dawn dishwashing detergent.
And you had never seen that
unflavored.
Before. Unflavored.
Wait,
no political affiliations or flavoring to your dish soap.
No. I mean, some people want that. Flavors. Some people want that lemon in there.
It's supposed to be a scent, not a taste.
Did you actually taste the dish soap there?
No, Mr. Nelson, I didn't.
You didn't? Okay. I just
no. At KFC, I always used to, you know, look at the dishwasher, and I thought, yeah, I could do that, but I just that wasn't my duty there.
I see. So it was just a dream, kind of. It was like something you always wanted to do.
No, it was just like I could do that.
Oh, I see. So I wasn't very passionate.
The dishwasher and I would go on break together, and he would talk about how hard his day was, and I would think, I could do that.
Would you have him describe it in detail so you could go over it in your
mind?
He
offered up a lot of information.
Oh, did he? What was his name?
Oh, boy. Jimmy.
Jimmy. Jimmy the dishwasher.
Little Jimmy.
Little Jimmy.
He was very short.
Was he? How short?
5'1".
That is short. I mean, if you can't reach inside the sinks, that's definitely a difficult job. Yeah. Maybe that's why you thought you could do a better job than Jimmy, little Jimmy.
Maybe. All you should see is little arms would reach up for the
right.
All the dishes.
I see.
Do you
understand?
Do you think
Ray
that,
is doing a pantomiming of little Jimmy?
Do you think that because you did not like washing dishes, or do you thought you could do it?
Yeah,
but you weren't necessarily called to that profession,
right?
Do you think you were hesitant when Reagan Bush called you up and asked you?
No, I knew I had it in me, in the way that you just know.
Yeah,
you know, because at KFC I was primarily on trash duty.
Oh,
so
trash.
We had a lot of trash.
Yeah,
because people, they don't eat the bones.
That's true.
Really? Well, do you eat the bones? Is that?
No, I don't.
Okay.
What a ridiculous question.
Well, I mean, you said it like in a way that you were surprised that people don't eat the bones.
Well, I'm just saying that there's a lot of trash at a given KFC, and you go into one, you don't think how often they're emptying the trash because they have so many bones.
Do you take out the mayor's trash?
Yeah, do those skills transfer?
No, my assistant does that.
So there's an assistant to the assistant mayor.
It's called the assistant mayor, the AAM.
Of Akron, so AAMOA.
Well, we don't call him that, but you could.
Well, okay, I see.
Sure, you could call him that.
I could. I think I might.
That's Larry.
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 Yeah.
Larry.
So do you call him Larry, or do you call him the AAM?
Is he also
short? I call him Lawrence, because, see, he was there before me.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
who was so the assistant?
How'd you, like, leapfrog him?
He was, well, he just never had the aspiration. You know, that's just, he was appointed by...
He never got that call from Reagan Bush.
Well, if you can believe it, and do a little name dropping, Larry was appointed by a man named Richard Nixon.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Tricky Dick
before,
himself.
Yeah, before a lot of your times.
They can't lick our dick.
No.
That was one of his campaign slogans.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I'm curious, who was the assistant mayor before you that Lawrence assisted?
Oh, God, that was... Because
I am fascinated. I've never heard of this position before.
I mean, it was 2.7 decades ago.
It was a long time. A long time ago. 2.7 decades.
Ben? Was it Ben something?
Ben,
Ben something.
It could have been Kenobi.
It could have been anyone.
It could have been anyone.
It was Walter.
Walter.
Ben Walter?
Or Walter was his first name.
Walter was his first name.
Walter Ben.
I see.
Walter Ben.
So
no, I don't know where I got Ben from. There's no Ben in there.
It was a Benjamin Walter?
No, it was Walter something.
That's a weird last name.
Walter something. So was Lawrence, does he hold a little bit of a grudge that you got the position over him?
No, I would call Lawrence a very easygoing guy.
I'd call you an easygoing guy.
Oh, thank you. I really take that as a compliment.
Oh, you're very welcome.
But Lawrence, no, Lawrence
does. Of course, I haven't seen you in the mornings, but we'll see.
Yeah. No, Lawrence does his trash, and he's really into Sudoku. So
really into Sudoku.
One of his jobs?
He does a lot of Sudoku on the clock.
Oh, that's not good.
A little too much for my taste, but he's getting up there in age.
Well, you are his superior.
Right. Well, I can't fire him, though.
Oh.
Oh, that's directly from the president.
That would be, well, you see, we're in a lame duck period.
Okay.
Mr. Barack Obama will be exiting office.
Oh, I see.
And Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump or the other one.
Weezer?
Or Gary Johnson. Or
Weezer the band is up for election.
Or Jill Stein or a write-in candidate, one of those five.
Vermin Supreme.
We'll have the control.
Do you mention write-in candidate because you hope that someone might write in Mr. Nelson Fitz?
I actually wrote in a candidate myself.
Oh, did who's you? That?
Yeah.
Dare you tell?
I wrote in Larry.
You wrote in Larry.
Well, I call him Lawrence, but he's Larry on the ballot.
Oh.
And I just think that
no last name?
I think he has what it takes.
Does he?
Did you fill in a last
Sudoku.
Name when you put him in?
No, I couldn't remember his last name.
Vote Larry?
So you put Larry.
So I just voted Larry.
I think they'll get it. I think they'll understand.
Yeah, I think
they'll look
get
up
it.
Where did in you tell? Akron, and then
do you just
win.
Put down, like, Larry, call me, just in case you didn't know?
I just call Larry.
Left your phone number.
Nelson Phipps. So,
and then the machine switches to Hillary Clinton anyway.
Oh, because so. Larry
damn
does
machines.
Sound like Larry Clinton.
All right, well, we're gonna move into a game that we absolutely love. this game is Shag, Marry, Kill. All right, we all know how to play this game. I will list the Shag, Marry, Kill people, I guess. Could you please stop? What are you doing? For God's sakes. Right. And then the three of you will decide who you will. Well, after a round of questioning, there will be a round of questioning. And you must ask questions. And then you'll make your final decision, and then there will be a winner. Are you prepared? Mr. Nelson Phipps, are you ready?
Yeah.
Ray Roberts, are you ready? Yes. Johnny, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. On the ballot today for Shag, Marry, Kill, we have Donald Glover.
Oh.
Danny Glover.
Oh.
And Leather Gloves. I am electing Mr. Nelson Phipps to go first.
Well, you know, I knew Danny Glover a long time ago.
Did you?
When he was a much younger man. I know a lot of you think of him, you know, crotchety, old, getting too old for this.
Yeah. Are you the one that gave him that line?
No.
Oh.
No. That wasn't me.
I see.
But I remember when he was young and capable, so I would choose him for marriage.
You would marry Mr. Danny Glover.
Provided that it's now, the old Danny Glover.
Now, you made the mistake, Mr. Phipps.
You have to ask questions.
You didn't ask me any questions. You just made a decision. I'm going to have to dock you points.
Okay.
You're going to lose 400 Mr. points.
You make a pretty strong... This is the first stance that I've heard him make, is that he would marry Danny Glover.
Yeah, you've been pretty neutral on everything.
That's true.
Wow.
Except
yeah.
for this case.
I guess you guys are just young and you've never seen Danny... in his breakaway made-for-TV movie, The Wembley Files, where he played a young attorney fighting for underprivileged youth.
I haven't seen
on that. On the streets of Boston.
Sounds like a thrilling movie.
Yes, he had a thick Boston accent.
And yet it's also not a question, so I'm going to dock you another
one. Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Let me
Does
see
anyone this. Have any questions? I'm opening questions. The floor for questions.
Are the gloves sentient?
The gloves are not sentient. The gloves are unliving.
Whose gloves are they?
They are O.J. Simpson's gloves.
Dang.
From the trial.
Do they fit me?
Well, they fit something on you, Ray. Are you asking if they fit your hands?
Well, I mean, if the gloves don't fit, then I must acquit the gloves from being murdered, so...
Well, in this case, they do fit your hands.
Okay.
Do they fit
so you
hands?
Are actually now a part of the... You are in the trial now. You are up for murder. The murder of his wife and lover.
Oh, can I kill Ray Roberts?
can you kill Ray Roberts right now? Yes, you can, but that's not part of the game.
Oh, okay, sorry. Is Donald Glover as he is in real life, or is there anything changed about him?
He is playing his character in Community.
Oh.
Does he rap as Childish Gambino,
too? No, that is not part of the character in Community.
Mm. Question. So the gloves only fit me, they don't fit anybody else?
They only fit you, Ray Roberts.
Okay.
No one else in the world.
Well,
like Cinderella? Kinda,
I suppose.
Okay. So, since they fit me, do I get to marry a prince like Cinderella?
Well, I mean, you could marry a prince.
Well, I can't
but
marry
you would
the
all,
gloves
you
and the prince.
That's true. So, I mean, that's
prince
why
isn't part
it's a
of
difficult
this.
Thing.
No, there's
it's
no
a difficult
prince.
Choice.
Shit.
Unless
difficult
Donald
choices
Glover
are not
prince.
What Nelson Phipps makes. He makes easy choices.
I think I know what I want. I think I.
Please don't vote. You'll lose points.
I
like Mr. Phipps.
Okay. Well, I'm just
the only way he can redeem himself is if he gets the right answers.
Okay. I have my answers. Do you want them now?
No, I'd like answers. To hear more questions. Otherwise,
I have no more questions.
I have no more questions.
You have zero questions. No. You didn't have a question in the first place.
No, I know my
I
answer.
I ask questions. I've reached my conclusion.
You've reached your conclusion.
Yes.
Ray, have you reached your conclusion?
I believe so.
All right. I will close the floor. Any more questions? No.
No.
None.
No more
so if
questions.
We ask one more question, if we ask other questions after you cut off questions, do
you
we
will
get
also lose points.
Right.
Then.
Lose
then
points.
Yeah, I'm out of questions.
Okay.
Okay. Closing the floor. All right, we're going to start with Johnny.
Okay.
Who will you shag, marry, and kill?
I'm going to kill the gloves.
You're going to kill
if
the gloves?
You can, because I think they're guilty gloves. I don't know.
What you don't know about the gloves is that when you destroy them, they are your last horcrux, and you'll be killed.
You never said that.
You didn't ask the question.
Why would I ask that question? Okay. So you said they weren't sentient.
So you've killed
That's
yourself.
That's a lie. You've lied to yourself.
Yeah, Horcruxes
and me.
Are sentient.
Yeah, Horcruxes are sentient.
Perhaps I am just... I have a different idea of sentience.
No, you don't. You lied. You said they were ordinary
sentience,
gloves.
Sentience and and being alive are different.
You have perjured yourself, sir.
You've contradicted yourself, sir.
Ants are not sentient.
They move, though. Like, I don't know.
They gloves don't. They're even less sentient than ants, then. Ha!
But Horcruxes definitely are sentient. Dang it. Okay, what?
So you killed yourself by killing these gloves.
Okay, fine. I guess it doesn't really matter who I marry or whatever. I'll shag Donald Glover and kill, or no, and marry Danny Glover.
Okay, moving on to Ray Roberts. Who do you choose?
I'm going to marry the gloves.
You're going to marry the gloves to fit you?
It's a Horcrux.
Because if I marry them, then I won't have to stand trial against them, and they can't stand trial against me.
That's a good point.
In the murder of Nicole Simpson.
That is true. Okay. That's how the U.S. legal system works. You can't... testify against your wife or husband for some strange reason.
I'm going to kill Donald Glover.
Oh.
Because he knows Chevy Chase personally.
Okay.
So you are killing him just for associating with Chevy Chase.
Guilty by association.
I see.
Me and the gloves will testify against him.
Okay.
Oh my god.
And okay. I will fornicate with Danny Glover.
Danny Glover, all right. Current Danny Glover, by the way.
Current Danny Glover.
Old man Danny Glover. Because
he's too old for that shit.
Yeah.
So it'll be quick. And I'm too old for this shit. Yeah.
You know, that's solid question. Solid answers. And Mr. Nelson Phipps.
I can't waste a good chance for murder on a pair of gloves.
Okay.
You know, I got to murder a human, so I'll do Donald Glover.
You're going to murder
I don't really like the young generation. And I don't want my semen... on a pair of gloves that's in a murder trial, so I'm going to put my semen in Danny Glover, which, bonus points, I always wanted to do that.
Okay.
And then that leaves marriage, so I'll marry the gloves, by default.
I feel like this game has revealed a little more about yourself than you were willing to give up earlier. I'm happy we played this game. So you and Ray have the same answer.
Wow.
Unfortunately, is the wrong one. You both have lost. Johnny has
I'm dead.
Won. He's dead.
I'm
but
dead.
It's the only choice that was the winner.
I don't understand this
congratulations,
game.
Johnny, for winning the game.
He just feels bad because he said Horcruxes that are sentient.
Let's just listen to the whole song. I actually do very much enjoy that song. I am very interested in something Nelson Phipps has just said.
Mm.
He said he doesn't like the younger generation.
Oh.
Now, what does this stem from, Mr. Phipps?
The cell phones and the skateboards.
You don't have a cell phone and a skateboard?
I thought everyone did.
You know, pick your head up.
How do you get to the office if not...
Pick your head up and look at the world that you're in.
Oh,
you know,
because
you're going to miss it when you're on Snapchat. You're going to miss it.
So you know the names of apps, but you don't actually have a phone.
Very connected.
You know, I have a phone.
Get your ear to the ground. Okay. You just don't use it very often.
No, I use it.
Okay.
How often?
What do you use it for mostly? I mean, all of your duties are just dishwashing.
Well, you have to tweet.
Do you?
If you're going to stay in this business.
What business is that?
Assistant mayoring.
Okay.
You got to be up to date. Minimum 2K followers.
Is that a requirement for the office?
That's my personal opinion.
Oh, I see. So anyone that might succeed you would make that requirement.
I'm saying if you have less than that, you got to get your stuff together because I don't think you're going to be successful.
Do you have any rival assistant mayors?
Oh, Carlos.
Carlos, right?
Yeah. He's actually not Spanish. He's Swedish.
Carlos, the Swedish assistant. What city is he the assistant mayor of?
I don't know if I should say this.
Please do.
Kent.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know.
Classic
I know
rival
some
cities.
Kent, some Kent people here, but Carlos is...
So does he have similar duties as you in the Kent office?
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't dare talk to him.
Oh, you don't? You don't talk
to him? How
many
followers does he have?
Oh, I wouldn't dare look at his profile.
Oh, wow.
You
wouldn't dare do a lot of things.
I can't imagine very many with his weird head.
Oh.
Oh, Lord.
I've never seen his
head. He's shaped like a peanut.
I was going to say avocado, but maybe
skinny,
that's
two heads. Skinny in the middle.
No.
And it's very off-putting.
I would think it would be.
Ever see someone with a head that's skinny in the middle?
No. I haven't. No.
Can I say?
Well. And I've seen him just because I've lived in Kent. It's not like at the temples where you think it would
right.
be. Like, it's behind them. So, like.
Oh. So his face is still the same shape.
His
but
face
his
is just wrong.
Oh. Man.
It's just wrong.
So what did Carlos do to wrong you?
Ugh. Just be in there.
Just,
wow.
Just, wow.
You yeah, seem like an even-keeled person.
Well,
like.
It also, well, I won't get into it.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, we would love to hear
well,
it.
Well, I had a wife.
Oh.
Had?
Well, I have one now, but I had a first wife.
Okay.
I had,
how
I'm,
many decades
I'm on,
ago?
Well, I'm on my third wife.
You're on your third wife.
So my first two wives had sex with Carlos.
Oh, my God.
The first two?
Yeah.
They both had sex with Carlos. At while the, you were married?
No.
Oh.
Well, the second one I was married, the first one I was divorced. When I was with my second wife, she had a threesome with Carlos.
Oh, my God,
wife.
No. Oh. That's
so,
terrible.
What about your current wife?
So far, she has not had sex with Carlos.
She was just filming in the corner.
Please, Ray, this sounds like a devastating thing that has happened to Mr. Well, my apologies. I will ask my co-host to stop laughing. This is a devastating thing for you. I'm so
sorry. Laughing out of sympathy.
Are you?
It was. I did see the video.
You saw the I'm so sorry.
Was it good or?
Yeah, was it hot?
Was it at least? Yeah, was it
no,
at least hot?
No, I don't. It wasn't my taste.
You don't seem like a porn-watching
they,
man.
No. Well, not the old porn.
The old porn.
Back
when it was on playing cards,
you know,
and Amish. Magazines.
Yeah. All missionary.
Yeah.
You know, you don't.
Well, we already know you're a fan of Bush, so that maybe that coincides.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Confirmation.
You can still see a Bush today.
Can you? Where at? Well, Texas.
Well, the amateur porn.
Oh, I understand.
You
got
to go to
true.
The amateur porn. And
they don't just show his.
I think it's
everywhere.
Helpful to actually search the word Bush. The word Bush.
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 Bush. So you search the word Bush I just search. In Google, and then
no,
you just
no,
keep
no,
scrolling?
No. At a porn website.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
You know, I'm glad we've delved into more of your personality, because
yeah.
at first I felt like we yeah. weren't really getting the Nelson
well,
Phipps.
The assistant mayors have access to all the deleted porn in the world. So any
porn that existed at once.
Any porn that was deleted at any point, we get access to it.
Wait a minute, Mr. Phipps. Oh. Is this the real reason why you took the office
oh,
of assistant
mayor?
Oh,
no. Because we didn't have this years ago.
The
internet is relatively new.
So this is something did you get this this privilege added to the office?
Yeah, I would say it was a perk that sort of cropped up around 06.
So you're like the Tom Brady of Tom Brady lobbied to have his own footballs per team. And then
oh, I didn't know
we all
that.
Know what happened.
I didn't know that.
And that happened in 06 as well.
Wow.
Did you get this idea from Tom Brady?
No, this just happened to me.
It just came
they
to you.
They said, here's all this porn that's been deleted.
Oh, it just happened, literally.
They just
yeah.
handed it
even
to
know.
You?
Yeah, they said, we don't know what to do with this.
Yeah.
Now, is this all
would
in the
would you like
book?
To masturbate to it? And it came with a complimentary bottle of lotion.
Who?
That was
who?
Not very...
Is it tasteless lube. Lotion?
It was
yeah, what's the flavor?
It was unscented Jergens that left my penis a bit chapped.
I see. I see.
I like to...
So
I like to use two hands.
Okay.
Do you like to use right. two hands? I'm curious. Does Carlos also have the same privileges? Because he's an assistant mayor of a city.
I would imagine I've never talked
to him
you
don't,
about
you
it.
You don't...
I've never talked to him.
Fraternized with
him in any way.
Seems
strange you've never talked to this man.
But you hate him so much.
He's been so intimate with your wives.
Yeah, he's fucked them both.
But
sure.
not the third one.
That
no.
was such a harsh fuck.
Yeah. No, it was the first time Mr. Phipps has sworn on the podcast.
He hasn't got to Shirley.
Oh,
my third.
Is that your current wife's
my
name?
My third, Shirley.
We pray that never
they're
happens.
All
the first
Shirley?
Two,
the first one was Shirley. The second one was Shirley as a middle name.
Oh.
But you call her Shirley?
I felt that was like, you know, if you're with one Shirley and then the next one has Shirley for the middle name,
otherwise
you take it as a sign and you call her Shirley.
But
also,
when you discovered that they had sex, you were like, have sex with Carlos? Surely you would not.
No, I was in no mood for puns. I was in no mood for puns.
That was a lot of work.
We're gonna have to. Fortunately, Ray is going to be murdered at the end of the show.
Here's what I don't understand. You have your first two wives who were named Shirley.
Yeah.
Both of which cheat on you.
With Carlos.
Yes. And then you got the third one and you're like, Shirley, what a great name.
Right.
Seems a little weird.
Well, what would be the chance that a third Shirley would have sex with Carlos?
Pretty high.
Third time's the charm.
Yeah.
I don't think she's...
Third time's
the charm. I've showed her pictures of Carlos and I said... Is he attractive?
Oh, I see.
Okay. That's a good test.
She was silent for about 4 seconds, and then she said, no.
Oh,
that's a pretty solid confirmation. Yeah.
So I don't think...
It sounded like there's a question mark at the end, though. Like, no? She was like, no.
I just don't think that Carlos is her type.
Mm. What's her type?
Non-Swedish?
She likes men like me who are very in shape.
Oh, yeah. Shapely. You are very in shape. Mm. Part of your book is dedicated to fitness.
Right. As you know, I gave up saturated fats.
Okay.
Is that part of the new Kanye West fitness plan?
No.
Okay.
He gave up trans fat.
Oh, okay.
What's the difference?
I've given up trans fat.
I'm glad you asked what the difference is.
Okay.
Fat, in its innate sense, is saturated.
Okay.
And they actually manipulate it to be trans fat.
Is that
And then
bad?
Sometimes they take both of those away and it's just regular fat.
So it's fat. So fat is born that way.
Fat is beautiful.
I see.
You know.
I'm confused about a fitness book.
I don't like fat shaming at all.
Oh, don't you? I feel like you might have been neutral on that, considering it's a very controversial subject. But this is something you actually take a stance on.
Right, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. I see. Were your wives fat? Is that?
No. I am very unattracted to fat women.
Oh, I see.
That seems
very unattractive, but you don't...
I would never have sex with a fat woman.
Okay. I feel like...
But you stand up for their right to be fat.
Oh, yeah. Don't shame them.
Right.
Right,
but
yeah.
You just
but they are disgusting creatures. That
oh, they're disgusting.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I just don't understand. Okay.
I see.
The fat just sits there. Okay. I can't stand it. I just like a good, just like a
non-fat.
Like a stick.
Oh, like
you might call my Shirley's sticks. They're very skinny.
Shirley sticks.
Okay.
Yes. Big boobs.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
They have enormous breasts.
No fat.
Okay.
All of their fat is in their breasts.
Okay.
Is what is my preference That's of a woman.
I see.
You know, but please do not shame them.
Of course not. We wouldn't dream of it. You know. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Phipps. That's the end of the show here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Will everyone go out and buy this book, The Duck Days of Summer, Nelson Phipps.
It's a foreword by Steve Allen.
Steve Allen,
famous comedian, wrote the foreword.
Okay,
book. Wow,
the coloring / autobiography book, written by Mr. Phipps. Thank you again. Thank you, Ray Roberts. We have one last section, of course, and that is.
What time is it, baby?
Phipps.
Oh,
that was a pretty good one.
I like it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the plug section. We're going to start with Mr. Ray Roberts.
Buy a car from Don Joseph Toyota. Come see Ray Roberts. That's how I pay bills. I'm also going to be on the Lousy Weather Media main show on Tuesday. That comes out Wednesday. They're the best. And then I'll probably do comedy at some
point. Please, while you're on this show, at least give us some credit. They're the best.
No, I mean, they're just very nice guys.
Oh, they are. They're great
guys.
No,
this is a great podcast, but everybody involved with it, it's an asshole. But
that's true.
Yeah,
I won't deny that.
Yeah.
The one guy wears a suit for no reason on fucking Mondays. Whatever.
What? That guy, what an idiot. How dare he?
But no, yeah, buy a car. That's how I pay my bills. Maybe I'll do comedy when the meds lapse. And then that's about it.
We're in the lame duck period of meds for Ray Roberts as well.
Oh, if insurance keeps going up, I might not be able to afford
that. Lame duck might keep going.
Holla.
Mr. Nelson Phipps, do you have any plugs for us?
I have a, you know what? I have a plug for my favorite Northeast Ohio comedian.
Do you?
Jason Moliterno.
We know Jason. He's been on the show. He was here today.
Oh, really? I must have missed him.
Did you pass each other on the way out of the sub?
No, I must have missed him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, he might be in that corner that you guys don't check
on. Oh, no, he might. Oh, we'll check the corner later.
I won't check it.
You're not going to check it? I won't either.
Okay.
Well, so you just want to plug something for Jason, J-Mo?
Oh, I think he's in the Cleveland Comedy Festival.
Is he?
Yeah. Wow.
That's coming up soon. Coming up in starts November.
Wednesday the
23rd?
16th.
16th is the 16th. A Wednesday.
Yeah. The 16th. All right. Well, we'll see.
The 19th. He'll be there all week.
He'll be there. Awesome. All week. Well, where is that going to be taking place?
Wednesday, he will be at the Bop Stop.
The Bop Stop.
Thursday, he'll be at the Kennedy Theater for the contest.
Ooh.
And Friday, he'll be at the Kennedy Theater for the afternoon show.
I see. Ray Roberts is indicating that he has something to say.
I got one more. The Saturday after Thanksgiving, I am doing Jeremy Shear's roast thing at the New Stone Old Michelle's.
Oh, very cool.
Myself and Dylan Lusk, friend of the show.
Very cool.
We're going to be roasting
Dylan
each
Lusk.
Other.
He is a friend of the show.
he's just setting it up for us.
Let's hope so. Any more plugs for you, Mr. Phipps?
I don't know.
Okay.
I got other shows. I can't think of them right now.
Oh, you have other shows.
I mean, Jason has other shows.
Oh, I see. I see. I understand. It's good that you guys are such good friends. You know a lot about his upcoming shows.
Youngstown, this Thursday, is having a contest at a hookah lounge.
Rival City.
It's called Circle Hookah. And if you go there and do comedy, you could win $50, I think.
Of hookah?
No, $50 of dollars.
Oh, wow.
Cold hard cash.
That's more than you get paid in a day for washing dishes.
That sure is.
We all know that Johnny is not on Twitter.
No.
You cannot follow him.
No.
Well, you can follow him physically. Please don't.
Yeah, please.
Especially in this scary political climate. I don't know if that
correlates.
You don't know
what I look like.
We're going to send you pictures. It's on the website. but every week, Johnny has a DIY project that he likes to work on in his spare time. And what do we have for today?
Okay. You know how when people do fillings for, like, teeth?
Yes. Like, dentists do that.
Oh, I guess. I don't know. Basically, what you could do now, you know how they're really light?
Yes.
And they don't weigh a lot, so you don't feel like they're there.
Right.
So you don't know, like, what did I get a filling or not?
Yeah, sometimes I can't tell whether I got a filling or not.
Yeah, yeah. So I just made a paste that is just lead, and you just put that on your mouth, and then...
Just a lead paste to fill in gaps.
It's much heavier, and you will know when you got a dentist visit or whatever. I guess dentists do that.
Yeah, I usually don't know when I get a dentist visit because it happens while I'm unconscious. So I
come into your house, you know,
and
the
they
deal,
just fill my
you
teeth.
You know.
All right, so now I'll know.
Yeah, you'll know, and it'll weigh a lot, and then it'll probably poison you. But I don't know if that's something you're interested in.
That sounds like something I'm interested in. That's great.
I'll set you up.
Can I use it even if I don't have something to fill? Can I just put it in my mouth?
I'm sure. I don't know if you.
Yeah. Why not?
Have room?
Wait, well, I mean, unlike Ray Roberts, I can't fit 80 teeth in my mouth.
Yeah, I don't know how many teeth. Okay, but
Jason only fit 27.
It's a teeth flavored episode.
It is. Heavy on teeth this episode. Oh, boy. You can follow the show on Twitter at Tunbelievables. Figure it out. You can follow me on Twitter at Mike_Calhoun. It's very hard to find me for some reason on Twitter. Don't know why. And you can go to the website to listen to these episodes and donate to the show and watch or look at what other content we post. We usually do some other stuff regarding the show. I'm actually going to be in a contest myself. Well, it's kind of a contest. I have a performance at the Funny Stop on November 23rd. That is a Wednesday. And I'm in the quote-unquote finals, because I don't know how this contest was organized. Yeah, it's a lot of that. All I know is that I went there, I was asked to be on a showcase, and then at the end of the night, they're like, oh, the winners of the night are Mike Calhoun and some other people.
Was it Kermit the Frog?
Yeah, Kermit the Frog was hosting. Also, Marcelo Hernandez. But yeah, come out to that show. That'll be a lot of fun. Plugged by Mr. Nelson Phipps was the Cleveland Comedy Festival. Please come out to that. That'll be a lot of fun happening this month. And watch Black Mirror.
Yeah, there you go.
I thought I had something else to say, but I don't recall what it is. I'm going to list some. Yeah, everyone in the cast of Black Mirror is friends of the show. Thanks so much for listening. I'm going to thank my guests again for being here. Jason, of course, is not here for me to thank, but I'll thank his good friend, Nelson Phipps.
Thank you so much.
Very happy to have you. Mr. Ray Roberts, thank you for coming back. And that's it for the show. Thank you so much. Goodbye.